AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Turn it up.
People protesting the shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer are back on the streets of Chicago tonight, and they're urging others to join them in an attempt to shut down the Michigan Avenue shopping district on Black Friday. In the meantime, a community activist says the Chicago Police Department has to be changed. And that change begins at the top with Superintendent Gary McCarthy.
Gary McCarthy has to go. He is part of the problem. We need a culture change in the Chicago Police Department. And that's what we are demanding. And they will see more massive demonstration if we don't see that culture change.
William Calloway, who filed a Freedom of Information request to release dash cam video of the fatal shooting, says the Chicago Police Department has failed to discipline its officers.
Undisciplined. You got people on the Chicago Police Department with 50 complaints, still working every day. Jason Van Dyke had 18 complaints.
Do you feel safe heading into the Thanksgiving holiday? While he has faith in security measures, Sean Hall, who was flying out of LaGuardia Airport in New York today, said the possibility of an attack is still on his mind.
It's definitely a concern. You never know when what's going to happen, you know, when somebody's going to try something or whatever. So stay prayerful, stay safe, keep looking out, you know, watching around to see what's going on. And you trust the powers that be to protect us as best they can.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe.
Stocks closed mostly higher in light trading ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Dow edged up a point. The S&P 500 little changed. The NASDAQ gained 13 points. This is AP Radio News. For a short time on Monday, the nativity scene at a New York City church came to life when someone abandoned a newborn baby in the manger.
The church's custodian had just come back from lunch when he heard a baby crying but did not see anyone around until he looked in the manger of the nativity scene that he'd just set up. That's when police say he spotted the newborn baby wrapped in towels. The church's pastor says it's a boy weighing about 5 pounds. He was taken to the hospital where police say he's in good health. Under state law, newborns can be anonymously left at churches, hospitals, police, and fire stations, but someone must be notified. Since that did not happen, officials are investigating. Julie Walker, New York.
Tonight, authorities have decided not to prosecute the mother who left that baby in the manger. The Queens District Attorney says the unidentified mother felt her newborn son was in a warm place and would be found safe. I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.